Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with 2 tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 home Big Ten games this season. Full schedule and tickets are available at nusports.com. Cubs play 4 games against the Brewers in Milwaukee starting tonight. Their lead over the Brewers in the NL Central stands at 3.5 games. Cardinals still lurking 5 games back of the Cubs. Chris Bryant told Jason Goff and Anthony Heron today that the team's postseason experience the last 2 years is helpful down the stretch.
There's no need to really do anything different. Just go out there and enjoy it. I mean, obviously, try to win, but just learn from everything. And, you know, I've learned a lot from the first 2 years, and especially the first year playing in a wild card game. I think, you know, that was pretty stressful in my first year. And, you know, we all got by that. We won the game. So just using all those past experiences in games like this certainly helped us out.
Jake Arrieta returns to the rotation tonight to face Zach Davies. Pregame with Mark Grody at 6:35. White Sox and Astros tonight in Houston. Carson Fulmer starts against Dallas Keuchel. Last time Keuchel faced the White Sox back in August, he gave up 10 hits and 8 runs in just 4 innings. First pitch from Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10. The Bears continue prepping for Pittsburgh at Soldier Field on Sunday. Today, the team re-added wide receiver Tanner Gentry to the practice squad after he cleared waivers. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski's injury is not season-ending as originally thought. He says he could miss a couple weeks with a torn pectoral muscle, while Bears head coach John Fox says Kwiatkowski is still being evaluated. He did not practice today, but the Bears did get a bunch of guys back. Here's Fox.
It was good to have some guys back out there, full participation that we haven't had the last couple weeks. Kyle Long and Prince of Makamura. Getting Benny Cunningham out there obviously was a help as well.
Blackhawks play preseason game number 2 at home tonight against Detroit. Puck drops at 7:30. This scoreboard update is sponsored by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Cork and Carry, located on Western Avenue in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
Do what? I don't have a damn clue who the hell you are.
Yeah, you do. Now, say my name.
Eisenberg.
You're damn right.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and also...
I'm learning so much about you guys during these breaks.
You know what it is. Everybody's on edge in this joint. We all thought it was Bernstein, but, I mean, it's obviously us and the animals that he's turned us into. He's Anthony Herron. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. And we now go to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. That is where we find fantasy expert for CBSSports.com and CBS Sports, Jamie Eisenberg. Now, Jamie's going to help you out with your bad fantasy football teams. We're going to take two segments worth of calls. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, feel free to do so as well, at Big Ant Herron or at Jason1Goff, and we'll get to your text submissions as well at 670-11. Jamie, we'd like to get this out of the way at the top of the show so that we can get to some names that we aren't used to hearing. Give us your top fives in the quarterback, halfback, and wide receiver regions.
Well, the quarterback is easy. The top two guys, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Brady hopefully will have his full allotment of weapons, with Gronk dealing with groin injury, and we'll see if Danny Amendola comes back. Rodgers is going to probably be without Randall Cobb, at least that's the way it's looking, but he's going to have Jordy Nelson, which is clearly good. I'm going with Cam Newton at number 3, Matthew Stafford number 4, and Derek Carr number 5. Cam is the one probably a lot of people looking at, but I think this is the game where he breaks out against the Saints. At the running back position, and hopefully Jay Ajayi's healthy. He's mispracticed for 2 straight days. I think it's more rest than anything else, but he's 1, Le'Veon Bell 2, Ezekiel Elliott 3, Kareem Hunt 4, and Ty Montgomery 5. At the wide receiver position, no surprises at the top, Mr. Antonio Brown. A.J. Green, I think, has his breakout game of the season this week. Julio Jones is number 3, Mike Evans number 4, and Keenan Allen has been playing great. He's at number 5.
All right, let's get out to the phone lines. Your toughest decision, and if you've got different scoring leagues, make sure you let us know that as well and help us out with who that player is playing against. Let's go out to Hinsdale. Jim, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. What's your toughest decision?
Hey, guys. I have a half-point PPR league, and I'm trying to figure out between Allen Hurns and Cooper Kupp.
I would actually go with Cooper Kupp there. I know he had the great week one game, struggled in week two, but he right now is leading the team in targets, and I think you'll see him in a better situation matchup-wise than what Allen Hurns has to deal with. The Ravens are obviously an amazing defense, and Blake Bortles is not an amazing quarterback. So I think just you're playing on the hope that Cooper Kupp does what he did in week one more so than what Hurns did in week two in that blowout comeback type of situation, you know, with the garbage points.
All right. This person has a question about their quarterback. I'm sure they drafted pretty high. Covington, Indiana. Jordan, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, how's it going? I am in a standard league, and I was wondering, should I go ahead and keep Luck for a few more weeks to see if he comes back healthy, or see what he can do the second week of the season, or should I go ahead and get rid of him because I already have Mariota as backup and see what I can get for Luck? All right, thanks, guys. I'll be listening.
He said when?
No, Andrew Luck. He's got Mariota. He's asking, should he cut Andrew Luck or try to trade him, what his prospects are for the next couple of weeks?
I think you could try and trade him. I wouldn't cut him. I know, like, if he was available in any of my leagues, I'd go pick him up. So hopefully he's going to be back soon. This has clearly been a mess and a very frustrating situation. It's a little surprising at this point that the Colts didn't put him on the pup list, so they at least would have had the roster spot to play with for 6 weeks. But, I think if you can trade him, try and do so. If you need the roster space and you're completely stuck, I would try and drop him Saturday night with the hope that you can still get him back on waivers on Tuesday. But if you can stash him, that's probably the best bet.
Let's go out to the south side. Phil has a question about a guy I just picked up. Phil, what do you got for Jamie Eisenberg?
Hey, guys. Half-point PPR league. third receiver, either Sammy Watkins playing tonight or Rashard Higgins against the Colts. What do you guys think?
There's a lot of love for Rashard Higgins out there on the waiver wire.
And I can understand why, and that's the way I would go as well. You know, I think you're looking at what Rashard Higgins could potentially give you, a little bit more upside than what Sammy Watkins has shown right now. So Higgins actually has a better game so far in the one that he's played than what Watkins has shown in the two that he's played. And it's just hard to trust Sammy Watkins right now. I don't know if Jared Goff is afraid to throw the ball down the field, afraid to put the ball in situations where Watkins can make some plays. It's frustrating because why else would you have made the trade to get Sammy Watkins if you're not going to lean on him? Whereas Higgins has a better situation in terms of matchup against the Colts, and he's actually being featured with Corey Coleman being out.
This from the 414, Mariota playing against Seattle or Cousins playing against the Oakland Raiders?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. You got to go Kirk Cousins there. And I know both guys have actually struggled. And Cousins, you know, the week one game missed a couple big plays with Terrell Pryor. I think Pryor breaks out. I think Jameson Crowder has his best game. We'll see if Jordan Reed's going to play. But I think Cousins has the better situation, better matchup. That game could be one of the more fun ones to watch if both offenses show up as expected. And why would you trust Mariota facing the Seahawks at this point?
All right, let's go out to Bolingbrook. Ron, your toughest decision for Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys. I unfortunately have both Joe Mixon and Gio Bernard in a standard league, and I need to start one of them.
I would go with Joe Mixon here. You know, I'm going on hope, on assumption, on the thought of if my team was 0-2 and my offense looked like, I don't know the PC way to put it, terrible. You know, I would try and get my best playmakers on the field, and Joe Mixon is their best running back. Jeremy Hill, we've seen what he's been able to do the last couple of years. It's been a struggle. Gio Bernard is more of a change of pace type of guy. I would like to see them give Joe Mixon 20-plus touches, and I think this is the right game to do it. One, he can bank some plays out of the backfield, catching the ball. Two, he can hopefully slow down that Packers offense. And the nice thing about it is Mike Daniels, the best interior lineman for the Packers, probably going to miss the game with a hip injury. So if there's ever a time you want to try and help your offensive line in a unit that's been struggling, let Joe Mixon go against a battered defensive line.
This tight end question from the 773 area code. Standard league, Jimmy Graham versus the Titans or Julius Thomas versus the Jets?
Yeah, you may not be have to make a decision if, in fact, Jimmy Graham misses the game. So hopefully Julius Thomas can deliver if those are your only two options. I would probably look to the waiver wire still to see if there's somebody out there. One guy in particular would be Benjamin Watson, who looks like he's going to step into the Dennis Pitta role. And the reason that's important is that Pitta actually led the Ravens in targets last year with 119, and you saw what Watson was able to do in that Week 2 game against the Browns. It was an amazing matchup. He took advantage of it, had 8 targets, got all 8 catches for 91 yards. But Julius Thomas is going to be a little bit too touchdown dependent. The one thing that could help Julius Thomas, though, if those are your only two options, is Devontae Parker's a little bit banged up right now. Jarvis Landry's banged up. So if they don't have their two best weapons in the passing game, clearly Jay Cutler's going to lean on Julius Thomas a little bit more.
A little Ben Watson jewel for you right there. How do you feel about Jack Doyle, even though the quarterback situation isn't the best for the Colts?
You know, it actually could be good for Jack Doyle because what we saw last week, that was a tough matchup against Arizona, and, you know, he featured him quite a bit. 8 targets also, 8 catches for Jack Doyle. And so the thing that's nice about it, if you go get Jack Doyle, pick him up. You can start him this week because the Browns are terrible against tight ends. Jesse James scored twice against them. Watson had that game last week. And the hope would be is that when Andrew Luck comes back, he loves his tight end. So I think Jack Doyle's, you know, arrow is certainly pointing up. So if I had to choose between Doyle or Watson, I would take Doyle. So if Doyle's out there, go get him for sure.
All right, let's go out to Naperville. Jared, your toughest decision for Jamie Eisenberg.
A flex position, half-point PPR. Do I run Jordan Howard, or do I play Derrick Henry against Seattle or Alvin Kamara against Carolina?
I think Derrick Henry's going to be your best bet. Now, we got to wait and see what happens with DeMarco Murray, but it's looking like, even if Murray plays, he's not going to be 100%. So you're probably going to see a lot of Derrick Henry. And I know the Seattle matchup sounds daunting and could be very tough, but we saw last week Carlos Hyde ran through that defense. And so on the road, they're a little bit different. That offensive line for Tennessee can stack up against any defensive front that we have in the NFL right now. So I think if you look at it, Derrick Henry, even if Murray plays, is your best bet. And hopefully Murray's out, so that really helps your cause.
Russell is in Warrenville, and now he's on 670 The Score. Russell, what's your question?
I got 4-point PPR, Amari Cooper against Josh Norman and the Washington Redskins, or T.Y. Hilton against Cleveland.
You know, I know that it sounds as if Josh Norman may match up a lot with Amari Cooper, but Norman hasn't exactly moved all around the field yet a lot. And it's very difficult to go up against the Raiders and say you're only going to cover Amari Cooper because then Michael Crabtree will kill you. So from what I understand, I talked to a couple guys that cover the Redskins. They say Norman's just going to stay on one side. And given that scenario, given the quarterback situation for Indianapolis, I think Cooper's in a better situation than Hilton is right now.
From the 708 half-point PPR running back question, Adrian Peterson or Chris Carson from the Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, I don't think that's a question at all. You know, you have one guy that's stuck in a timeshare with three other guys, and we'll see what the Seahawks do in terms of bringing back Thomas Rawls, and maybe Eddie Lacy plays again, and certainly C.J. Procise will be a part of it. But Pete Carroll would be stupid not to give Chris Carson the full amount of work that we saw last week, 20 carries, one catch. I think he'll be a little bit more involved in the passing game. Peterson's got to deal with Mark Ingram, deal with Alvin Kamara, and he's the third best guy there on that roster. So Chris Carson is the easy choice for me.
All right, Crown Point, Indiana. Brian, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg on 670 The Score.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I need one spot for flex spot, standard league. Alshon Jeffrey versus the Giants or Isaiah Crowell versus the Colts?
I think Crowell's in your better bet. Now, Jeffrey's coming off a strong game, but Janoris Jenkins, it sounds like he's going to play. I know he hasn't practiced the last 2 days, but at least that was one report out of New York that they were going to get him back after missing the week 2 game against Detroit. And Jenkins is one of the better cover corners in the NFL. If you saw the game Sunday night, week 1, he did a great job against Dez Bryant, for example. So he would make things a little difficult on Alshon Jeffrey. And I think Crowell, I like the fact that he complained, but he didn't complain. You know, he went and talked to Hugh Jackson, said he wants more work. He deserves more work. This is the first game I think you'll see the Browns be able to run the ball with success after facing Pittsburgh and Baltimore in back-to-back weeks. And I think they also can control time of possession, so that always is a big thing for running back. So it could be a good game for Crowell this week.
This segment is brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day, and they bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. Jamie Eisenberg, sit tight. We're going to get another Bank of College, 312-644-6767 is the phone number, 6711 if you want your text submissions to be read. We're going to try to get through some more, as many of these as possible, and keep sending Anthony Heron all your hate mail to 6711 as well, because he feels like he isn't wanted on the show. It's Bernstein and Goff. Anthony Heron is in for Dan Bernstein. We're doing our fantasy segment with Jamie Eisenberg right here on 670 The Score.
Get ready for game day with Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game, featuring Brad Biggs, Joe Fortenball, Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, Olin Krutz, and more. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Bears Friday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute.
A truly horrifying moment in the Twins-Yankees game yesterday. In the bottom of the fifth, Yankee third baseman Todd Frazier hit a foul ball that rocketed into the stands at 105 miles an hour and hit a young girl. When asked if the toddler would need surgery, her father said, quote, "It's too early to tell," and told WABC she's doing all right. Just keep her in your thoughts. How is this still possible? How is it possible in this day and age that we could still have foul balls coming into the stands at triple digits? Well, it's because there is not a rule requiring netting to extend past the dugouts on both sides for every team in baseball. Some teams have done it, but 20 have not. And why not? Well, there really is no good reason. Fix this before somebody does lose their life. I'm shocked that a fan hasn't lost their life yet. Fix this before it does happen. I'm Jim Rome.
This Friday through Sunday is Pontiac RV's annual fall open house and RV clearance sale. Get rock bottom prices on all remaining new 2017s from Forest River, Keystone RV, Coachman, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Shop the largest inventory of pre-owned RVs in the area, all at season-ending clearance prices this weekend. Pontiac RV on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac and online at PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
To count the discounts. Safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or formerlymodern.com.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than two times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or seven times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge, increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restricted supply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas, if you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at Marines.com.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important
part. You traded up to draft
the
number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mike Glennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose. Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. We're having our fantasy football segment with Jamie Eisenberg. Looking forward to your phone calls, 312-644-6767. A lot of people chiming in at 670-11 as well. So, Jamie, let's get back to it. Let's go out to St. Charles. Brandon, your toughest decision for Jamie Eisenberg.
Yes, do I continue to trot out the disappointing Kirk Cousins or go with the ascending Carson Wentz?
I think the ascending Carson Wentz is going to be the descending Carson Wentz after this week's game. Giants secondary is obviously great. They've only allowed three quarterbacks in the last 18 games to go for 20 or more points. And I think the Raiders defense has been playing over Ted a little bit, so Cousins should have his breakout game of the season. So I would definitely start Kirk Cousins, and I would sit Carson Wentz if you can.
All right, let's go out to Quad City Pat. My guy, Quad City Pat, thank you, by the way, for the donation to the Illinois Lupus Walk that I'm doing on Sunday. I appreciate your efforts, brother.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thanks for taking my call. A PPR league, Emmanuel Sanders Sunday versus Buffalo or Cooper Kupp tonight versus San Francisco?
Yeah, I'd go with Sanders. I know he had the two-touchdown game last week, but he barely missed the two-touchdown game the week before. He had a ball that just was a little bit overthrown by Trevor Siemian, and then he couldn't get his second foot in on another catch in that week one game against the Chargers. So he's playing great, and I think the Bills defense, another one that's playing over Ted a little bit. So Sanders is in sync with Trevor Siemian, and I love what Mike McCoy is doing as the offensive coordinator there. So Kupp could be good, he could be great, but I'd buy into what Sanders has done through 2 weeks more so than what Kupp has done.
This is from 309, C.J. Anderson or Carlos Hyde?
Wow, I like both guys. I think, you know, I always look at it whenever you get a chance to play somebody in a primetime game, the last thing you want to do is watch that guy go off and you have him on your bench. So both guys are ranked almost back-to-back in my rankings. Both guys are having great starts to the season so far. Both guys actually, I think, in favorable matchups. But given everything being equal, I'd probably lean toward Hyde over Anderson.
Speaking of your rankings locally here, Jordan Howard, the last 2 weeks haven't looked like his rookie season at all. What would you do with a guy like Jordan Howard? Would you stay away from him until he catches fire? Do you think there might be a decent look in his future here, even with Mike Glennon at the quarterback?
I think he'll be okay. You know, there's a couple things that are working against him. Clearly, the first thing is a shoulder injury. So if you can bench him this week, that's probably the best move to make. The other part of it clearly is you got a tough matchup against Pittsburgh. But the second thing I think that's weighing him down is not having a healthy Kyle Long. You know, that's a big part of clearly what we liked about Jordan Howard is that you never want to buy into guys that have the potential of bad game flow. And as the Bears are going to show, unfortunately, a lot this year, they're probably going to be trailing and chasing points. And the caveat is Tariq Cohen's clearly better catching passes than Jordan Howard. So I still think the best is yet to come. The nice thing is that he scored a touchdown in week one to save his fantasy value. But I think the shoulder injury is something that could potentially nag him for a couple weeks. I would like to see him actually sit out this week to rest that shoulder and hopefully come back in week four at 100%.
All right, let's go out to Algonquin. Josh, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, how's it going? First time, long time.
Thank you.
I have a question about either J.J. Nelson playing, I believe, Dallas, and Taylor Gabriel playing Detroit.
Love what J.J. Nelson's been doing. You know, and this goes back to last year. He's now scored a touchdown in seven touchdowns over his last seven games. He scored in each of the last two games that he's played, the two games this year. John Brown is not going to play this week because of the quad injury that he's dealing with. And so you have the chance to see J.J. Nelson, who's been operating really as the number one receiver for the Cardinals, continue to, you know, build off of that. So I think Taylor Gabriel's still got a lot to prove and still got a lot of production in front of him. But J.J. Nelson's producing right now, so that's the guy to go with.
All right, Pat Narora, what do you have for Jamie Eisenberg? Pat.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Sorry about that. I got Rishard Matthews. It was going to be – I'm sorry. I had Jermaine in my mind, but it's actually Rishard Matthews or Devontae Parker.
Well, I think you got Rishard Matthews. You know, with Corey Davis out, he's going to be operating really as the number one outside guy, and that's going to probably mean a little bit of Richard Sherman, where I think the situation we got with Devontae Parker, he played well in week one. He's a little bit banged up right now, which is something you have to keep an eye on, but he's got the easiest matchup on the table. You know, you're looking at the Jets that just gave up a 3-touchdown game to Michael Crabtree. Go back to the preseason, Jay Cutler and Devontae Parker were very much in step and looking like a great quarterback to wide receiver combo that could be one of the better ones in the NFL this year if Cutler does what he's supposed to do, and certainly Parker lives up to that third-year breakout expectation. So I think Parker, as long as he's healthy, is the easy choice.
All right, Dan in Rockford. Dan, what's your toughest decision for Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com?
I'd like to know if I should play Marcus Mariota against Seattle or if I should continue with Trevor Siemian against Buffalo.
I'd go with Siemian. You know, I mean, it's not going to be the best of scenarios for him comparatively to the way he's performed the last 2 weeks, where he actually comes into week three as the number one fantasy quarterback, if you could believe that. But Mike McCoy is doing a great job calling plays. His receivers, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, stepping up. He's gotten some other production each game. It was Benny Fowler week one. It was Virgil Green week two. And I think Buffalo's defense, again, has played a little bit over its head, playing the Jets week one and then an inconsistent Cam Newton in week two. So I think with the way Simeon's going right now, the matchup that he has versus what Mariota has, it's an easy choice to go with Simeon.
All right, before we let you go here, Jamie, any trends that we're seeing in ads and drops around fantasy football leagues? I saw Jalen Richard get picked up a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of people drop Buffalo's defense. Is that happening in anything that you're seeing? Any other trends with players or defenses that you're seeing?
I like that you're seeing Jalen Richard being picked up. You know, the thing that we try to do, and hopefully we do a little better than our competition, is try to get you those guys before they have those big breakout performances or before there's the big injury. So Richard, Wendell Smallwood, and Devontae Booker, three guys that if you have the roster space to take a speculative look at, those are guys in situations where they could get a lot of work, maybe not right away, but down the road because of the guys they play behind. Booker playing behind injured guys and Jamal Charles and C.J. Anderson are traditionally injured guys. Jalen Richard behind a 31-year-old Marshawn Lynch, and then the Eagles need somebody to carry the ball there, so it could be Wendell Smallwood. So you always want to try and speculate on those type of guys. The biggest thing we're seeing right now is trying to find those tight end replacements because you have Olsen in every league. Somebody needs a new tight end, and then you have Gronk injured, Jordan Reed's injured, Jimmy Graham is injured, mm-hmm. Tyler Eifert's injured. Mm-hmm. You know, so four to five guys that were drafted to be, you know, number one, top five potentially tight ends. Everybody's got to find a replacement option for that. And, you know, you're looking to find that next, you know, hopefully starter for your team.
Well, unfortunately for me, I drafted three tight ends like an idiot in one of my leagues. So hopefully somebody will come and pick in here soon. Jamie, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
You got it. Take care.
Jamie Eisenberg right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. When we come back after an update, before we talk to Cliff Floyd, I want you to hear from a man who is not living up to what he is preaching right now and hasn't lived up to, and didn't live up to it while he was playing as well.
Scoreboard update.
4:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Wildcats back in action at Ryan Field with five Big Ten home games this season. Full schedule and tickets are available at nusports.com. Cubs season could come down to the next eight games, four in Milwaukee, then four more in St. Louis. Cubs have a 3.5 game lead in the NL Central standings over Milwaukee, five over the Cardinals. Jake Arrieta starts tonight. He'll face Milwaukee's Zach Davies pregame with Mark Rohde at 6:35. White Sox and Astros tonight in Houston. Carson Fulmer will start. He'll face Dallas Keuchel. First pitch from Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says Bears linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski will miss a few weeks with a torn pec. Bears head coach John Fox says Kwiatkowski is still being evaluated. Josh Sitton sat out of practice today. Kyle Long and Prince Amukamara, along with Benny Cunningham, all full participants. Blackhawks play preseason game number two tonight against Detroit at the UC. Puck drops at 7:30. Some noticeable roster moves for the Hawks tonight. Carl Dahlstrom, Matthew Highmore, Matheson Iacopelli, Luke Johnson, Graham Knott, Anthony Lewis, and Robin Norell all assigned to Rockford. Robin Press and Tyler Sakura among those released. Henry Yokoharyu and Radovan Bandra assigned to their junior teams. Want to make some extra cash? UPS is hiring part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland. And in some locations, package handlers receive up to $100 in weekly bonuses and up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Apply now at upsjobs.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. in the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break for those occasional trips into the city. With Metra and its rideshare partner Uber, you have door-to-door connections to or from a Metra station. First-time Uber users can use promo code METRAConnects to save up to $15 off their first Uber trip.
That's terrible.
All right, so Charles Barkley has, over the last few years, become just the old hating-ass man that's screaming at you from the other yard.
That's what he does.
Yes, and Charles Barkley, in his comments, what was this, the Athletic Forum? What the hell? This is SMU Athletic Forum, just a meeting where people are talking about sports and things. They decided to have Charles Barkley, and this is what he had to say about NBA players needing rest these days.
You know, these poor babies can't play back-to-back games. We just want to make it convenient for them. That $4 to $50 million they're making a year just can't stress them out. The private jets and the four-star hotels is not enough. So I just want to commend the NBA for just making it so convenient for these poor babies. You know, I am so angry at the NBA. For telling these guys, wait a minute, we're paying you $30, $40 million a year. You can't play basketball 2 days in a row. I think it's a travesty. It's just a joke to me. Listen, we flew commercial and we were able to play back to back. You know, I've sit with older guys who took trains and played 3 days in a row. The NBA caved in. Instead of making them play back-to-back games, move the season up. I think it's a joke.
Anthony Heron.
Yes, sir.
You want to know how many times Charles Barkley played every game of an NBA season in his NBA career?
And his how many years of NBA basketball
overall?
Was he like 16 years?
1984, ended in 1999, 2000. So
okay.
The man played 16 right. years of yeah. NBA basketball. Charles Barkley played every single game once in his NBA career. After his age 27 season, Charles Barkley played 70 games or more once in his NBA after 27. So age 27 to age 36, those 9 years, Charles Barkley played 70 games one time. You want to know the names of the players that have played 82 games or more, 9 seasons or more in their career?
Is it anybody other than Mike?
There are 5 players in NBA history. Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, Andre Miller, Derek Fisher, Otis Thorpe. For Charles
Barkley. And so there's one guy who actually had to carry a team who's done it.
Right, exactly. Okay. Other guys are role players. Uh-huh. That's why Mike is considered the GOAT for many reasons. But for Charles Barkley to be this guy over and over and over and over again, you are getting checks from a network that allows you to bash the product at halftime.
Yeah.
Saying, I don't want to watch this game.
Which is such a unique thing. Well, I think viewers don't quite get it sometimes of what's different about certain shows versus other shows. The NBA and TNT allow him to just, which is a good thing. He can just completely go with his opinion wherever he wants.
He can be himself.
It's unbridled. They don't try to, you know, get him to rein in anything he's talking about with the NBA. And that's part of what people love about that show. They know they're getting the real from Chuck. Chuck's real opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is just unfounded in anything he's actually experienced on his own because he didn't do it himself.
Right.
I mean, like, you don't hear, well, at least I haven't heard Shaq spouting off about how people should play 80 or 82 games. Everybody knows Shaq sat down for a lot of the games, especially after he crossed a certain age in his career. So to me, if you actually didn't do it yourself, then how does it make any sense for you to bash other people for sitting out games here and there? Because you didn't have the power to do it at that time, sure. Is it possible for guys to play back-to-back and to play 82 games, yes. A lot of things are very possible. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to exercise the power that they've been able to grow through efforts of Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and Michael Jordan, all these other guys who helped the NBA become so popular and increase the power structure that the players have available to them today. It doesn't mean they shouldn't better the career length that they can potentially have versus what you guys went through and some of you didn't go through because a guy like Charles Barkley had the sway to say, you know what, Phoenix Suns? I don't feel like playing tonight. I'm going to sit down. And nobody could do anything about it.
The product, too. The product is what matters.
At halftime, when he says this game sucks, I don't want to see this game, or at the end of the game, it was like, we just saw this bad game, I don't want to see these highlights. They're worried about the product. Uh-huh. Those Saturday night ratings, when guys were sitting down and it was like, hey, wait a minute, this is a primetime matchup. What the hell are we doing here? Now they're giving guys the night off before. The team that plays the Saturday night game or the Sunday night game will have the night off before to make sure that the product looks good. Charles Barkley's been doing this for too long and he's just spouting off and it just sounds weird, especially after 27 years of age, he didn't do the things that he's asked. Asking guys like LeBron James and guys like Carmelo Anthony and guys, you know, like Dwight Howard, the same things that he's asking for them to do, he did not do in the prime of his career. So the hypocrisy is just dripping
and
all over.
It's not the first subject we've seen Charles be hypocritical about, because he bounced from team to team, chasing rings and trying to see if he could ride somebody's coattails at the end of his career, and he did it at the height of his powers as well. He bogarted his way out of Philadelphia and got to Phoenix when he was still at his best, and he couldn't get a ring when he was in Phoenix. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player. There's no doubt about that. All those things are understood. But for Charles to ask LeBron and whoever else, and KD for going from one team to the next to get in a better situation and get a ring, that's the ultimate, to me, example of hypocrisy from him giving an opinion on something that he himself did and saying that other players now should not do it.
He's Anthony Heron. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We'll talk to Cliff Floyd from the MLB Network next, right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wake up. Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and it's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, meaning your favorite mattresses are all on sale. Top name brands are on sale. Plus, you get an additional 10% off. Get a beauty rest firm queen mattress now just $454.99, plus get an additional 10% off. And did you know that 2 out of 3 people choose the Dream Bed Luxe over the leading memory foam mattresses? 1, because it costs $1,000 less, and 2, because it has cooling technology, and oh, by the way, you can take it home for just $37 a month for 72 months, plus take an additional 10% off. I've been telling you about it. It's the Mattress Firm semi-annual sale. Why wait any longer? Come in today and find your perfect mattress, plus take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years. That's 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms subject to credit approval. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing, then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. Credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There's some things in life you don't want to miss, like the boat.
Ah, nuts.
The joke.
What's so funny?
Your own wedding.
Oh, that's not today. Oh, that's today.
Or an amazing deal, like the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. You'll get Xfinity X5 for the speed, coverage, and control you need for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Xfinity X1 with easy access to Netflix and the Xfinity Stream app for the most shows and movies on the go. You can't get all that with AT&T. Plus, if you add Xfinity Mobile, you can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your internet. You don't want to miss the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. New customers can get the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And get X1 DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to add Xfinity Mobile and get $200 back. This offer ends September 19th. So go to Xfinity.com/best offer, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Without enrollment, monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas, if you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Morning. I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Hanley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Welcome to Canals for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Canals. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Canals.com.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at Marines.com.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Anthony Herron is in for Dan Bernstein. We're going to talk to Cliff Floyd in a matter of moments here. And Brian Billick will join us at around 5:20. Your phone calls are welcome to 312-644-6767. Before we talk to Jamie Eisenberg and brought up the New York Times story concerning Aaron Hernandez, and you talked about, you know, your involvement with the football players' health study at Harvard University, and how the wrongful death suit is going to come forward from Jose Baez, Aaron Hernandez's lawyer, to get money for his daughter, and they're going all the way back to the NCAA as well in Florida. And I was in a group chat with there's like 450 people in this group chat, and it's a minorities in sports chat, so a lot of people talk about issues, you know, especially when things are bubbling or whatever. And the Aaron Hernandez thing came up after the story was posted, and the demise of football and how football is going to go away a lot sooner than people think. And I was one of the people in there saying that I don't believe that it's the case, because as long as, you know, people in the South look at it as a religion, the participants, and we talked about it during the commercial break about how, you know, you're not, you're not just looking at a certain demographic in terms of just poor kids like boxing usually does.
Yep.
You know, boxing chooses you in a sense where it's like, all right, you got your local gym. Not a lot of people are doing this. You know, you probably have fought your way out of certain situations before. Football still got the rich and the poor kids still playing football, as you so eloquently stated during the commercial break. But do you think the demise of football is overstated? Because we talk about the ratings and we talk about CTE, we talk about Colin Kaepernick, we talk about all the things that are going on right now, the Ray Rice stuff a couple of years ago, and football made it through that, the disdain for Roger Goodell personally and publicly now, professionally, by both the fans and by the employees of the game, the players. Do you think that this storm will ever take hold, or is it just, the sun will come out tomorrow kind of vibe?
I feel like football is going to be fine, and you know, will it regress back near the mean at a certain point? Probably. I mean, it's been the most popular, most lucrative sport in this country for quite a while now. I mean, my rookie year in the National Football League was 2001, and I remember we had some seminar during probably a mini camp or something like that. It was the first time I'd seen the numbers on the screen. The NFLPA came out and visited us, and they showed, you know, we get this private session with the NFLPA, all the coaches are out and all that. It's just us and the players in the room with representative from the Players Association, and they put the money on the screen. Here's our sport. Here's the National Football League. Here's where everybody else is from a revenue standpoint, and we dwarf them. And they were showing the dollars of that. And that hasn't gone in the other direction, not yet. Now, the NBA has had a couple of very, you know, popular years and some lucrative years here the last couple of seasons.
Thanks to LeBron,
exactly. And as much as everybody wants to kind of shoo him aside, he is what drives the NBA at this point. And I do believe to a certain extent, just like interest waned a bit once Mike retired, I think once, and it's going to be a while, but whenever LeBron calls it quits, I think interest may wane a bit for the NBA also, because he has been the main entity driving it. That's not the case in football. You know, once Peyton Manning has now retired, when Tom Brady retires, there's still going to be so many tentacles. I mean, we just spent a half hour just on fantasy football, and then the text lines lighting up, the phone lines are lighting up. Mm-hmm. It's that way around the country. So I don't see football going anywhere anytime soon. It will continue to be, in my assumption, the most lucrative and popular sport for a number of different reasons. Will it dwarf everything else by the margin it does currently? Maybe not, because we do see numbers in youth football participation starting to dip a bit. But as we were talking about in the break, I just see the demographic diversity of football, who participates in it, the reasons they participate in it. That, to me, will continue to drive the interest level in football as a product just for years to come. So I don't think it's going to go the way of boxing, where, you know, our parents' youth, you know, maybe boxing was the version of football as far as we see right now. And over decades, yeah, that dipped. But boxing ended up appealing to a very specific demographic in participation. Now, viewers, folks are still willing to watch people punch folks in the face. I think we've gotten a little bit, I guess, softer in what we're willing to witness and what our sentiments are when we're viewing sports and combat overall. But I still don't think that football is going to go anywhere for some of those reasons we detailed.
Santana Moss sat down with Dominique Foxworth from The Undefeated, and Dominique's doing a terrific job in his second career in media, in his writing and his broadcast work. And he sat down and said that he has fears that it's going to get worse. He said, quote, he's talked to peers dealing with CTE and fears for his future, says, quote, I'm not ready to go. Mm-hmm. And he's got that fear in his head right now. You played NFL football for 5 or 6 years. You played college football at a high level in the Big Ten. Do you have those similar fears? Like, you're getting ready to be a father, you know, you're a husband. Do you have does it happen to you where you sit back and think to what may have happened to you while you were engaging in this activity?
Yes, very much so. It's not a fear that I allow to slow me down or cripple me, but is it in my mind? Constantly. It is at this point, and especially just because some of the things I participate in, just with studies and teammates who I have, friends I have who, you know, former teammates, current friends who are struggling with different things. For me, as far as I can tell at this point, most of my struggles, at least the ones that affect me mostly on a day-to-day basis, are more orthopedic than anything else. But do I feel like my eggs are scrambled? Yeah, I think they are. You know, the fact that I was an English major and I can occasionally use big words, That doesn't mean that I'm always on top of my game mentally, and I do feel like this. Exactly, yeah. But my pops used to get so pissed off
of course,
people say that to me.
He should.
I'm like, they're trying to compliment us.
Dog whistle, yeah.
They're trying to compliment us. I get it.
He can put a sentence together for the brown ones. He's one of the good ones. No, you know what's up.
I went to Iowa, so, you know, there's not a lot of us Iowa City. And so when some other parent would say something like that, man, my pops are roughnecks, and so when somebody would say that,
you ready to knuckle up. Yeah, I can dig it.
It didn't take a lot to kind of get him fired up with some of those things. But and so when people would hear me speak, they may assume certain things about, you know, where I'm at neurologically. And I hope I'm doing well enough neurologically. But yeah, there's things that my wife will observe about my memory or certain other things or when I'm sleeping. And there's parts of those that I'm detailing in some of the studies that I'm participating in with the league. And so, you know, I'm still in my 30s. So who knows what my world is going to be like and how I'm going to be able to exist when I'm in my 60s. I'm hoping for the best, and I exist at a higher level than some of my teammates, but, you know, some of them are doing better than I'm doing, both orthopedically and I think neurologically as well. So the unknown is what's part of the scary thing. But would I do it again? Would I play the sport again? Yes. Would I like to have had more information while I did it? No doubt, hands down, because there's situations while playing and the risks that I would have been willing to take that I think would have been evaluated in a very different way.
How can players better protect themselves without losing their jobs?
That's one of the most difficult questions about where all this is going, because, you know, we as a populace pay attention to the Mitchell Trubisky's or the Aaron Rodgers or the Peyton Manning, all the guys at the top of the roster, all the guys with more guaranteed money. And we assume that that's the position most players are in, both financially and from a job security standpoint. And that's just not the case. You know, the guys at the bottom of the roster, I remember a number of times because I had a very injury plagued time as a professional athlete. And I can't tell you the amount of times I had a position coach or a defensive coordinator walking past me in the training room. Hey, can't make the club in the tub. And for me, as a guy who always existed in that one season to the next, concerned with my job security, didn't have big guaranteed money and job security, that, you know, yeah, that affected me at a very high level, where I would just lip my butt back out there and try to make sure I was as available as I could, as often as I could. And that's going to be a question that's going to differ depending on what tier you occupy, you know, on a certain NFL franchise, because there's a handful of guys on each team that are the untouchables, and then there's a middle class that is dwindling in the NFL. So you have that gulf between the top of your roster and the bottom of your roster. You know, your young up and comers who they're going to want to see, or your guys who have proven themselves and that everybody is going to do everything they can to kind of keep them on the field. And you got a whole lot of folks just in the middle, just kind of hoping to get by.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. You want to continue this conversation about the overstatement of the NFL dying off, or is it generations away? Is it around the corner? How are you? How are you consuming the game any differently? You know, I know a couple of guys who were in similar situations like yourself, and guys who have jumped on as many of these lawsuits as they possibly can and have gotten money from them as well. And players like you mentioned who are in a year-to-year situation, we always think, like you said, of the guys who are the perennial Pro Bowlers who get the TV spots even before they've retired. Their agents are already working with Fox and CBS and all these other things. And then you get I hate to term it like this, but the working class football player like yourself, who is out there at the middle or the bottom of a roster trying to make a squad, and you're still a professional athlete, you're still taking those bumps, but the money might not be as great and the sacrifice might be a little bit greater because, as you mentioned, the football culture of you can't let people know that your head is hurting, or you can't let people know that something is going on with you because you will lose that job because there's a 23-year-old, a 22-year-old that's playing in Florida right now that's going to take your gig as soon as he makes himself eligible for the draft. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11, a lot of people chiming in on the text line. We'll get to you as well. The Power Hour, as we call it, coming up next. And right now, this segment is brought to you by UPS Jobs
UPS.com. UPS is now hiring part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland, with some locations offering tuition assistance and up to $100 in weekly bonuses. Apply now at UPSjobs.com. He is Anthony Heron. I am Jason Goff, and you're listening to 670 The Score.
After that ugly loss in Tampa, the Bears are still hunting for the elusive first win. But what kind of chance do they really have against the Steelers? We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995 or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at Marines.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the most popular loans that we are currently doing at the Home Loan Expert Office is a cash-out refinance. Here's why. Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has